Recovering after Hurricane Ian's wrath. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The storm left destruction and a growing number of deaths in Florida, the worst of it in Sanibel and Fort Myers. The head of FEMA says recovery has just begun.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says people are heading back into the hardest hit areas of Florida to assess the damage Ian left behind. On Fox News Sunday, she said, while Mother Nature's fury has passed, there are still dangers.
Standing water brings with it all kinds of hazards. It has debris. It could have power lines. It can have hazards in there that you just don't know about.
Criswell says aside from supplies and personnel, FEMA sent in its largest amount of search and rescue assets, many of which are still helping residents.
Fox's Gernal Scott. President Biden is expected on Wednesday. The midterms are near. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Fox and Friends Weekend talking about what Republicans plan to do should they control Congress.
The first thing we'll do, we'll end catch and release. We'll pass it right on the floor. On the very first day, what we're going to do so you can see it, we're going to recall the 87,000 IRS agents. We shouldn't be here to look to go after you. We should be here to support you.
He also promised energy independence, saying it would lower gas prices and reduce inflation. A federal judge rules against a voting lawsuit by an organization with ties to Georgia gubernatorial Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams. Her opponent, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp, on Fox News Sunday.
Well, listen, Stacey Abrams and her group lost on every single count in that ruling Friday. It's sad that since day one, she's used this whole process to line her pockets, sow distrust in Democratic institutions, and build her celebrity status.
The judge ruling the state's election process did not violate the Constitution or the Voting Rights Act. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A man accused of killing 22 older women goes on trial again.
He's already been convicted of killing one woman, and on Monday, the next capital trial for Billy Shamirmir begins in Dallas. Prosecutors accuse the Kenyan-born 49-year-old of targeting older women, mostly in independent living facilities, and smothering them to death, all to steal some of their jewelry. Earlier this year, he was sentenced to life in prison for killing an 81-year-old woman, faces the same sentence if convicted in this trial in the murder of an 87-year-old in 2018. He was arrested after one of his victims survived, cops finding him at his apartment complex with cash and jewelry in hand. He claims that he's innocent. Shayna Stulen, Fox News.
Honoring the life of New York EMS Lieutenant Allison Russo Elling, stabbed multiple times in an unprovoked attack on September 29th.
She's a 24-year veteran, received numerous commendations. She responded to the World Trade Center on 9/11. She survived the pandemic, and unfortunately, this murderer ended her life.
FDNY Local 3621 President Vincent Viriali on Fox and Friends. The NFL goes to London with three regular season games, the first pitting the Vikings against the Saints. Fox's Tim McMaster.
British fans of American football were treated to a wild finish in London.
Let's his kick off.
The game on NFL Network, Will Lutz's 61-yard field goal try hit the upright and the crossbar as time expired, giving Minnesota a 28-25 win, improving them to 3-1 on the season. Lutz had hit from 60 yards out earlier in the fourth quarter to tie the game, but Vikings kicker Greg Joseph put Minnesota back in front with a 47-yarder with 24 seconds to play. Justin Jefferson led the Vikings offense with 10 catches for 147 yards, including a 39-yard catch to set up a game-winning kick.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.